you feel like your business is really complex, if you feel like your business is running the show, if you feel like there's no time, there's no space, there's no capacity, there's less energy than you'd like, if you feel like you're not 100% clear on what it is you're doing right here in this moment, or where you're going next, if you are unclear and uncertain as to where you're leading your business, then Ikigai is powerful. It will change things for you. Today, I want to talk about a really big problem that I see that comes up time and time again in the people that I work with, those in my communities, and generally in the online space. And it's this: people building a business that's so far removed from what feels fulfilling and good that they end up hating their business. Now, of course, people don't set off on a path to hate their business. You know, that's not the plan for people. But ultimately, that's what happens over time. There becomes a disconnection. There becomes an approach which is not in alignment with how people ultimately want to live. There becomes a conflict in people's values. You know, the classic case of, hey, I'm building a business to have freedom because I want to spend time with my kids and I left my corporate 9-to-5 job. But actually, what I've ended up with is going from a 9-to-5 to a 24/7. And this happens more than you realize. Or maybe it doesn't happen more than you realize, because maybe you are in this situation right now yourself. So this is a big problem. Alignment is one of those words that's chucked around the online space a lot. And honestly, a few years ago, I was like, you know, why is everyone talking about alignment? I felt in alignment then, and then that shifted for me. I became completely detached from actually what I wanted to do. And I realized that I had to change something. And I set about on my own path of creating alignment in my own business, reconnecting with why the heck I was doing this in the first place, and building my business approach, my business model, and my strategies around fulfillment and alignment, and ultimately time. So there's a really big problem for so many people, is that they end up building a business that doesn't make them happy. And if it doesn't make you happy, you've got to step back and ask yourself, well, what is the point? What even is the point if I am not happy, if you are not happy? So this can manifest in a few ways. It could be that it's so out of alignment that you are struggling to even get your business going in the first place. Like maybe you're trying to build a business in a way that you don't want to build it. Maybe someone's told you, you've got to do this. And in your heart of hearts, deep down inside, you know that this just didn't feel right for you. And maybe it's just taken you ages to even get going in your business because it is not in alignment with what you want for yourself. Or maybe you started off building a brilliant business. Maybe you're super successful on paper. Maybe people looking in from the outside are like, Jesus, you've got a great business. Well done. You've done really, really well. But inside you're like, I feel really disconnected and detached from my life, my business. I don't want this for myself anymore. I see this happen a lot where people start off, they go all guns blazing. They build a brilliant business and then something happens over time where they start going backwards, not forwards. So it might be that you have money. It might be that you're making revenue. It might be that you've got hundreds of clients and programs. You've got funnels. You've got all the things, but you're just not loving doing what you're doing. And this is why I strip things back to the bare bones of business. Again, back to that powerful word, simplicity. Less is more. The simple businesses are the really successful businesses. We want to build a business that stands the test of time. And we can only do that if it's a simple, leveraged business. You can hustle hard, and hustling might get you to your first six figures. But actually, what got you here will not get you there. We build and scale businesses by stripping back, by doing less, not by doing more, by going deep. I'm about depth, not breadth. You know, we start off in business and we've got to be experimental. Of course we do. We've got to try things because we don't know what's going to work. We don't know which combination of buttons to press to get the results we want. But there comes a period where actually that starts to change. The tide turns and what used to work stops working. Or we're doing too many things. We've got to strip right back to get to the few things that we want to go really deep with. And that's where the joy is. It's like, what is working? Let's do more of it. Let's scale it. Let's systemize it. Let's automate it. Let's step you out of the business. Let's create the time and the freedom and the choices in your life so that you can work in your zone of genius, doing the things that only you can do, which is being the visionary in your business. If you're the button pusher, if you're the workhorse, that's just not going to work. And so that's why depth, not breadth, is vitally important. And the best way that I found to explain the power of this, and it was like an awakening one day when I discovered this. And this is the Japanese principle of Ikigai. Everything that I do in my business, everything that I teach my clients in business, the power of the Biohack Your Business movement is all built on the foundation of Ikigai, but not just normal Ikigai, not like the Ikigai that you've probably read about before. You might even have a book on Ikigai. I know a lot of people say that to me. I do as well. But it's the entrepreneur's Ikigai. It's the biohacker's Ikigai. It's Ikigai with a twist. It's the intersection of biology and business and strategy and simplicity. It's that Ikigai. It's my version of Ikigai. And that's what I want to talk you through right now. If you feel like your business is really complex, if you feel like your business is running the show, if you feel like there's no time, there's no space, there's no capacity, there's less energy than you'd like, if you feel like you're not 100% clear on what it is you're doing right here in this moment or where you're going next, if you are unclear and uncertain as to where you're leading your business, then Ikigai is powerful. It will change things for you. I'm going to talk to you about Ikigai. Now, I'm just going to go really light on what Ikigai is, because there's a lot more work we can do around Ikigai that will take you deeper. But let's talk about Ikigai now, right now. I have my pen. And let's talk about how it is going to help you to feel more fulfilled, more clear, and more excited about your business. And I'm going to talk you through my Ikigai, my entrepreneur's Ikigai strategy right now. So grab a pen and paper. Let's get started. Ikigai is built on the foundation of four pillars. What I want to do is wrap biohacking around all four of these pillars. I'm going to take a moment to talk you through what each of these four pillars are. What I'd love you to do is, as I'm going through this, to really think about what I'm saying in the context of your business. Answer these questions as you go if you can, because they will provide you with enormous clarity on perhaps some of the answers that you feel really stuck with right now in your business. And if you don't feel stuck in your business, because let's face it, not everyone is stuck in business. I work with plenty of people who are going fast and want to go even faster. But if you're not stuck in your business, think about how this will give you the edge. Think about how this could be filling in the gaps, exposing some of your blind spots, helping you to see what else is possible, what else is out there for you. So whichever angle you are coming at this entrepreneur's Ikigai from, what I'd love you to think about is the individual parts of this that you can take and apply to your business right now, because the application, the implementation, we talked about this before, right? It's the implementation and the integration beyond that, that is vital in business. Too many people have a whole long list of things they need to do and they don't do anything with that list. Or they watch webinars or videos or download lead magnets and go, oh, great, this is great. And they think they're going to do something with it. Their plan is always to do something with it, of course. But life gets in the way. Business is busy, it's noisy, there's stuff going on, and stuff doesn't get done. I bet you've got a ton of stuff that you have tucked away in folders that you think you'll get round to doing something with and you never do. Maybe even stuff you've bought. We all have online courses we've bought because we've had a moment of inspiration and we haven't done anything with them. I don't want this to be one of those things. This has to be different. And that starts today. So I'm going to talk you through the four pillars of Ikigai. And then we're going to look at how biohacking pulls all of this together and wraps around it. So what I'd love you to think about is, are you building a business based on what you love? How much of your day-to-day is enjoyable? How much of it do you actually enjoy? What are the things in your business you really enjoy? What is the stuff that gets you jumping out of bed in the morning thinking, I can't wait to do this. I love doing this. Like, of course, we are not 100% excited and fulfilled every single day. That would be unreasonable. You know, there are going to be days that you don't feel less excited about. That is okay. We've all got to do the stuff in business we don't enjoy doing. But what I'm talking about is the vast majority. The vast majority of what you're working on, is it exciting? Do you enjoy it? Does it light you up? Does it put that spark inside you and make you think, yes, this is what I want to do? Or does it leave you feeling cold and flat and like you'd rather go and do anything, even the laundry instead? This first part of the entrepreneur's Ikigai will help you figure this out. And you've got to find what it is you love in business. So let me draw this right now. What is it that you love in business? This is about enjoyment. Because if you are not building a business that makes you feel connected, excited, fulfilled, then you might as well go home now. And when I think about my business, I think about what it is I love. I have definitely got to the point where I am doing what I love most days. I built my business deliberately to give me that. I've planned it to be just like that. And you have to do the same. So the first part of the entrepreneur's Ikigai is, are you building a business that you love? If not, you've got to change it. And I can help you to do that. The second part is, are you bringing what you're good at into the equation? Look, we create more momentum and traction in business when we bring into our business our unique set of skills. What is it that only you can do? What is your edge? What is the thing that sets you aside from your competitors? What is it that puts you head and shoulders about other people in your field? What about your background, your skills, your knowledge, your qualifications, the things that you are really good at? This needs to be brought into your business. Of course it does. This gives you your unique point of difference. So what is it that you are good at? That's the second pillar. Take a step back if you're not sure. What are the things that you, when you are running the show, you're leading the being at the helm of the ship, what is the thing that gets you saying, yeah, I did some really good work there. That was me in my zone of genius. That was me at my best. That was me leveraging my strengths. Are you bringing enough of those things, those strengths, those skills into your business? If you're not, you've got to bring it in. The third pillar, the third entrepreneur's Ikigai pillar, this is where it gets strategic. This is where it gets juicy. And this is where it gets actually quite hard for people. Because Ikigai talks about, what is it the world needs? The Biohack Your Business Karen Kassain version of that is, what is the expensive problem that you are solving? Let's write it down. What is it the world needs / what is the expensive problem that you are solving? Now, let me tell you why this is important. And I talk about this all the time in business. People pay for a solution. If you're not selling the solution, you're probably not working with enough clients. You're not attracting enough clients. You're probably getting more no's than yeses. And actually, you might not even be getting enough leads in at the top of the funnel if you're not solving and a problem, right? We've got to solve a problem. People pay for solutions. People are not buying your coaching or your consulting or your service or your offer. They're buying what's on the other side of that. They're buying what that enables them to do. They're buying the change, the improvement, the shift in their situation. So that's the very first thing I want to say is if you're not talking about solving a problem, if you are not positioning your offer in that way, then that's going to be really, really hard for you. And I see this a lot. People are selling their coaching rather than selling the solution or the transformation. So that's the very first thing I want to say. But even if you get that right, there's a little bit more work to do because you've got to sell an expensive problem. Is the problem that you are solving, is the solution that you are providing a solution that people want to pay for? Often the answer is no. It's like, you know, is it okay for people? Like if it's not, if you are not harnessing a big enough problem and a big enough solution, then you might be hearing things like this. Do you know what? It's okay. I think I can figure this out on my own. Or, you know, I'll give it a go. Or I'd like to work with you in the future. Or actually, you know, it's okay. I can do this. Or I haven't got the money. Or, you know, blah-de-blah-de-blah-de-blah. There's lots and lots of reasons why people would rather figure it out on their own than pay for your solution. And the reason people say these things to you is because you are not demonstrating enough value. You're not solving an expensive enough problem. Expensive problems are the problems that people will throw money at to solve. They're the things that keep people awake at 3 a.m. They're the things that have people sitting in bed in the morning going, I need to change this. I cannot go on any longer. This has to be fixed and it has to be fixed now. Don't say, I'll the stepping stone to the solution. Sell the solution. Don't say, I'll help you get started towards X, Y, Z. Say, I'm going to help you fix X, Y, Z. What is X, Y, Z? For example, if you help people to improve their confidence, let's say you're a confidence coach. Why do people need to be more confident? What is on the other side of confidence? Don't sell the confidence, sell what's on the other side of it. Is it a promotion? Is it launching their business? Is this something else? Well, you've got to understand why they need the confidence in the first place. And you've got to sell the solution, a complete solution, not the stepping stone to the solution. Confidence is the stepping stone to what solution? What is on the other side of confidence? And that is the expensive problem. And this all boils down to your messaging. I do a lot of work with people on messaging. Messaging is vital because everything in your business hangs off your messaging. Everything is downstream from your messaging. If your messaging is not up to scratch, you're not going to get people in at the top end of your funnel to then convert throughout your funnel at the bottom end. It's a messaging problem if you're not attracting leads, okay? And the best offer in the world is not going to fix that. You've got to fix it by looking at your messaging first and foremost. So what is the expensive problem that the world needs that you are best placed to fix? And are you fixing it? Because if you're not providing that solution, then you've got to go away and work that out. So that is the third pillar of the Ikigai framework. What is it the world needs? And are you solving an expensive enough problem? But look, you can have all these three things in place. You can be building a business according to what you love. You can be bringing your unique strengths into the equation, and you should be. You can have the best messaging in the world. You can attract the clients at the top of your funnel. You can be getting people engaging with your content. You can be getting people booking discovery calls with you, stepping into your funnel. All of the things, you know, you've got your messaging nailed when those things are happening. But the fourth part, so how do you monetize this? There's no point having all of these things in place if you're not actually making money from it. How do you monetize it? And that's the missing piece of the entrepreneur's Ikigai. How do you pull all of these three things together and monetize it? This is your business model. These are your offers. This is how you actually make money in your business. So you've got to put a big tick you've got to put a big tick next to doing something you love that creates the fulfillment and the joy. Working in your zone of genius that positions you as the expert, builds the credibility, authority, gets you doing your best work. You've got to be doing your best work. Oh, what about your messaging? A big tick in the box next to saying the right things, solving the right problems. What is that expensive problem that the world needs, creating the demand around this? But then, okay, what is the lever in your business that's going to monetize this? What is the business model that you need to create that taps into what you love doing, what you're good at, the expensive problem that needs solving, and the money you make? And this is different for us all. There are so many different types of business models. There are so many ways that you can make money. So many ways. Do you like working one-on-one only? Do you like the depth that comes with one-on-one? Or do you love being in front of groups? Do you love passive income streams? Do you love live launches? Do you love evergreen systems? Do you love hands-off? Do you love hands-on? So many ways for you to monetize your genius. I own the trademark for that. So my question for you right now is, are you actually monetizing all of this stuff? Are you making the money you want? Are you doing this so that it gives you the life you want? Are you free? Are you creating the choices in your life because you've got the money coming in? Because remember, the money that we make in the work that we do is a byproduct of the great work we do. And all of these things have to be in place in order for you to build a simple, leveraged, high impact, highly profitable business. And this is the best way for me to explain this. This is the best way for me to help you to build a thriving and profitable business. Now, this is pretty comprehensive, but what would happen if we wrap biohacking around all of this? What would happen if we took all of this and looked at how you can find your edge, how you can operate at your best, how you can reach your potential, how you can bring the best of you to it, how you can optimize yourself, how you can feel great, how you can have energy, how you can feel connected and aligned and spiritual, whatever you need. There are so many ways that I can support you on this podcast and in my programs to bring the best of you to these four elements of the entrepreneur's ikigai. I'm doing so many of these in my own life and business, by the way. Whether that's the supplements that I'm taking that give me a cognitive kick. And I can share so many of these with you, from lion's mane to reishi, to electrolytes every day, to the different types of organic mushroom extracts that give me so much back in terms of my biology. I can help you in terms of the data and the systems to leverage all of this, but actually the data that you're measuring within yourself so that you know exactly what you need in a moment's notice to feel better or to feel good, from the ring that I'm wearing that tracks so many elements of my biology and my data that gives me everything I need in order to look at that on a daily basis and say, okay, this is what I need to adjust. This is what I need to optimize. To the technology, the systems, the processes, to boosting my energy, to the cold water therapy, the red light therapy, the heat therapy, the meditation, the yoga, the binaural beats for deep work, the things that enhance my concentration and my focus and my clarity. I'm doing all of these things every single day. I'm running my business at my peak or as close to it as possible. And this is what I really want to help you to do as well. Because when you feel great, you do great. These things all have to be working in synergy, in harmony, in your body and in your business. Look, the biggest revelation in all of this, and the revolution that I am building, is that I am helping people to build a powerful business through systems, automations, leverage, simplicity, strategy. And we're marrying that up with the power of optimizing you through biohacking. And honestly, I can't think of anything that is more powerful or more exciting in today's landscape. There's nothing that even comes close to this. So let me just summarize. The Entrepreneur's Ikigai is about tapping into personal joy and fulfillment by building a business around what you love. It's about bringing the best of you into the business through your skills, your unique credibility, the authority that you can claim and build in your space that only you can do. It's about you being the show pony in your business, not the workhorse. It's about finding that expensive problem and providing the solution to that problem, not the stepping stone to the solution. What is it that people will pay to have solved? I see time and time again, people giving some of the solution, but they're not the complete solution. And it's about how you monetize it. How can I help you to make money out of all of these things? How can I help you to build a business model that encompasses all of these things, that gives you the time, the freedom, the profit, the passion in your business? And how do we wrap biohacking around all of this so that you feel good and energized and aligned and connected? You feel strong so that you can show up every single day in your business and make all of this happen. Like, this is it. This is the new way to build your business. I'm so excited to be talking to you about this today. Click the link below and subscribe. I'd love to share more of this with you. And to get on the wait list for my Biohack Your Business Mastermind, where you will get my free Spotify binaural beats playlist called Optimized, click the link below. Should you join the Biohack Your Business Mastermind through the waitlist, you're going to be stepping into a whole load of incentives, bonuses, just for being on the list. So if there's any question in your mind as to whether this is a mastermind for you, even if you're just curious about it at this stage, click the link, get on the list, get my Binaural Beats Optimized playlist, and get access to a whole load of bonuses just for coming through from that list. Thank you for listening, and I will catch you again really soon.